This is Ozarks at Large. Earthquakes in Oklahoma have dramatically increased since last autumn. Experts say a likely cause is wastewater being injected into deep geologic formations. In May, the United States Geological Survey issued a joint statement with the Oklahoma Geological Survey warning that the rise in tremors raises the possibility of damaging earthquakes. And as Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports, larger quakes in Oklahoma could affect western Arkansas.
In 2013, Oklahoma counted 109 magnitude 3.0 or greater earthquakes. And in the first half of 2014, the rate has doubled. 10 of those quakes were above magnitude 4.0. Oklahoma geophysicist Dr. Randy Keller.
Definitely made us a little more nervous about all this, and so we decided to update it a little bit and try to make people a little more thoughtful about preparations they might take to avoid problems when their house starts shaking a bit.
For example, purchasing earthquake insurance and moving your delicate objects to a more secure place. Keller directs the Oklahoma Geological Survey. In early May, his agency and USGS issued a joint earthquake hazard advisory warning that increased seismicity could trigger larger damaging earthquakes in Oklahoma. Now, the historic record reveals Oklahoma was a relatively quiet state seismically, with only two magnitude 3 or larger events occurring from 1978 to 2008. Until recently, the largest quake occurred in 1952, a 5.5 trembler in El Reno outside of Oklahoma City. Chimneys collapsed, plate glass windows shattered. Over the decades, underground thunder could be heard in Oklahoma along ancient faults, deep rumblings with little damage and only mild shocks. But starting in 2009, 60 small quakes were recorded, the beginning of a swarm, which has increased each year since. The U.S. Geological Survey says this may not be a random fluctuation in natural seismicity, but rather injection-induced seismicity from oil and gas mine and disposal wastewater wells, causing underground formations to slip. Increased slickwater hydraulic fracturing or fracking has been occurring on the Woodford Shale, located across various geological provinces in Oklahoma. But don't forget, Dr. Randy Keller says, that Oklahoma historically is earthquake country, and a major fault crosses the state's midsection where the quakes have been occurring.
We call it the Nemaha Ridge that runs up north-south through central Oklahoma, and which is really not that impressive of a structure. There's a lot of small faults and so forth, but they're apparently creaking and groaning and moving during this swarm.
In November 2011, Oklahoma's largest earthquake ever, a magnitude 5.6, struck the town of Prague, damaging buildings and shaking a three-state region, including Arkansas. Scott Osbrooks is geohazard supervisor for the Arkansas Geological Survey.
Typically, it's the ones that are greater than a 4.0 have been felt in like the Fort Smith area, maybe as far as north as Rogers and Fayetteville in that area. So there has been a little bit of impact, if you will, to our state, and as far as like some of the residents along the border have felt some of those larger Oklahoma events.
Osbrooks and his team were on hand when an earthquake swarm struck north-central Arkansas in 2010. Linked to injection-induced seismicity on the Fayetteville Shale Formation in Faulkner County. By January 2011, the Arkansas Oil and Gas Commission had placed a ban on the drilling of new underground waste wells in that sensitive region. And 2 months later, several of the wells were permanently sealed.
Basically, we saw the same kind of increase in seismicity starting in about 2009, much similar to what they've seen in Oklahoma, where we just saw this steady, significant rate of activity through 2010. We especially saw what we call the Guy Greenbrier earthquake swarm take off in fall of 2010 and extended into spring of 2011. And with the instrumentation we had, we were basically able to pretty much isolate that all these quakes were occurring along a previously unknown fault that stretched from near Guy, Arkansas to the north down to Greenbrier, Arkansas in the south. And the fault was about 13 kilometers, so, you know, around 8 to 9 miles in length. And, you know, we had on the February 28th, we had a magnitude 4.7, which was the largest in the sequence. We'd had three magnitude 4s, greater than magnitude 4s before that. But that 4.7 was the one that had followed almost 2 weeks of really intense seismicity. And when I say intense, we had lots of 3s, lots of felt events. I know that particular week, I live in the area, and I was getting woke up about 2 or 3 times a night, and with the earthquakes and stuff. And that 4.7 kind of changed the process. I mean, we were in working on behalf, at the bequest of the Oil and Gas Commission, doing our study in cooperation with Center for Earthquake Research and Information out of Memphis. They were providing some of the stations and the seismologist, Dr. Steve Horton, and we were studying this. And with that 4.7, the Oil and Gas Commission said, okay, we've seen this after the start of these two particular injection wells. They ordered those wells, and they actually ended up voluntarily shutting down before the order came through. And we pretty quickly begin to see a decrease in the seismicity. We finished our study. We reported our study to the Oil and Gas Commission that July, and the Oil and Gas Commission ordered the other two remaining wells in the area. There was a total of 4 that were basically ceased operation in this area surrounding and near this this fault. Since that time, this year so far, I think we've had 1 earthquake along that fault. Last year, I believe it was 2. The year before that, we were down to 8. Prior to that, there was, I think, in 2011, there's around 700, and then, you know, the year, and then in 2010, at the start of it in the fall, there was over 600. So, you know, we went from basically around 1,300 earthquakes. The last half of 2010, the first half of 2011, down to where we've only had just a handful in the past couple of years.
By 2012, a scientific consensus had emerged that fracking on certain topography could be linked to earthquake activity. Like Arkansas, Oklahoma has beefed up its array of seismic monitoring stations, now numbering around 35. Oklahoma Corporation Commission has regulatory authority over the state's oil and gas industry, including many thousands of injection wastewater wells that operate across the state. In a public statement, the agency conceded the increased seismicity is unusual. And while the agency has adopted new rules on injection well permitting and oversight and is mapping areas of concern, it says there is no direct link to oil and gas activity and earthquakes in Oklahoma. Oklahoma geophysicist Dr. Randy Keller.
The Geological Survey is a science and service and education agency, and the Corporation Commission is the regulators, and then we have the industry groups, and we are working, you know, everybody wants to understand what's going on, and so we're working together on this.
With $1.4 million in new grant funding this summer from the U.S. Department of Energy, Dr. Keller and his team are monitoring the situation, and they'll be busy. A glance at the USGS Earthquake Hazard World Map reveals the most seismically active regions on Earth include Alaska, California, Japan, Indonesia, the Dominican Republic, and Oklahoma. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
If you'd like to monitor earthquake activity in Oklahoma, Arkansas, and really around the world, you can go to the website earthquake.usgs.gov.